We have with us these beautiful people sitting in their special seats here with bows, the newly baptized at the Easter Vigil a few weeks ago. They still look pretty fresh. And says here that T.J. Wandry will give us a short or long, I don't know what it is, testimony, a witness. How about that? A witness. So please come forward.
I'll try not to make it too long, Father.
Whatever. It'll be good.
First of all, I would like to say thank you, Father Carl, for proceeding tonight. You've been an inspiration to all of us through all the years, and I hope you are enjoying retirement. And
this is going to be too long.
No. I just wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome.
It was an honor for you to be here tonight.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tim Wandry. Everyone calls me TJ. I got this nickname from my grandfather shortly after I was born. Within a few minutes of my birth, he said, "There's too many guys in your family with the letter T, and I'm too old to sort all this out, so from here on out, he is TJ." Oh. And that's what everybody's going to call him. Upon reflecting on all the accomplishments and tribulations that I've experienced in my life, I would have to say that my spiritual journey in learning about God, Jesus, and my faith started with my two grandfathers, Edward Wandry and Oscar Puckett. Each were hardworking, self-made men, but were total opposites in many ways. Grandpa Wandry wasn't a member of any specific church, but he was religious and always watched the 700 Club on TV. I can remember sitting countless hours watching the show with him while sitting on his armrest of his chair in his living room in Niles, Michigan. My grandfather Puckett was a devoted Lutheran in Plymouth, Michigan. He not only attended this church each week, but he helped build the church that he attended. I can remember working in his gardens around his farmhouse in Plymouth, and as we worked, he would explain to me why it was important to have faith in God and always trust in him to help you in all aspects of your life. In my mid-20s, I worked for an electronic company in Auburn Hills, and we were awarded a military contract to produce part of the guidance systems for the Javelin missiles. The system was used throughout the Army, Marines, and Navy SEALs to protect our country. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. And I was their diagnostic tech, and I worked exclusively on these boards for the military. One day I found out that some of these missiles that we built were defective. And the military said, "Hey, I wanted every single one tested." Unfortunately, it came out to about 10,000 units. So I started to travel to military bases all across the U.S., naval ships, and countries abroad. During these travels, I felt an enormous void in my life. I always practiced my faith, but struggled to belong to any one particular church. When I was stationed in Afghanistan for 10 months, I asked Jesus to give me strength to survive every day. I was stationed about 50 miles from the front, where we were at war. A tremendous burden and weight developed on my heart and in my soul while I was there. The weapons I helped build to save countless soldiers, and I spoke with them personally on a daily basis, also took lives. I felt like a 50-ton weight was weighing on my heart and soul, and I carried this burden for over 20 years. So several years back, my wife Melissa realized that I wanted to fill this void that was inside of me, and said one day that she said, we should attend Mass at St. John's. With a little coaching, I agreed to go. She explained to me why I might like attending Mass here. She told me about Father Andrew on the way over. When Sunday Mass was over, we waited in line, like everyone does, to greet Father on the way out. I introduced myself to him, and he welcomed me to St. John on the way out. He said, you're like Timothy, the saint. And I always remembered that. He thanked me for attending service and wanted to ask me to come back again and give church another try. And if I ever wanted to become a member of this church, he would help me. So I returned next week for Sunday Mass. Father greeted me at the doors and remembered my name instantly upon welcoming me back. Father Andrew has a unique gift of remembering everyone in this parish in the way he speaks to our congregation. He speaks to everyone as an individual when he talks. You're never a face in the crowd or just a number. I started to feel like this could be a home for me. So I started coming every week to Mass with my family. But I still had this weight crushing down on me from my past. And this enormous void was still there. I knew what the void was. I wanted to be closer to God. I know his love and what it meant to be something bigger than myself and to know the place in my heart. When the time was right at St. John's to go through the RCA program and become a member of this church, I didn't hesitate. I said yes. Anyone that personally knows me knows that I love working with children. At the same moment, I was asked to be a mentor for the EDGE program. I ended up meeting with Elaine, and she helped me get things started on my RCA journey. I was first teamed up with Joyce, and she helped me understand the RCA program and explain what it was like when they read the Gospels and did the readings. Over the next many months, I met several other RCI facilitators, such as Gary, Loretta, Sandy, Deborah, Cherry, Mary, Kathleen, and Clyde. Each of which helped our group with a better understanding of our faith and knowledge in the Bible. Each of these people inspired us to be more, to be part of something bigger than ourselves, to be part of a Catholic community. And I can't thank each of you enough for all of you done in helping me in my journey. One of the things that I will always remember is I met with Gary, Loretta, and Mary in the reflection room. We had a conversation about our upcoming baptism. I told them about this 20-year-old burden that carried with me in my heart and my soul. They assured me that after being baptized by Father Andrew, this guilt would no longer be there because I would be reborn. I have to admit they were right. When I rose from the water and brushed my hair back, the guilt and the burden were gone. For the first time in my life, I felt whole, complete, and was at peace. I am humbled and appreciative for everyone for making this happen. And I would like to thank the entire RCA facilitator group for this. Elaine, for making me a better person and closer to God, thank you so much. I would also like to thank Dink and Dan, Father John, and Father Andrew for all their spiritual guidance and all the work they do for our community and our church. I would personally like to thank each and every person of St. John for all your encouragement and support that you have shown me and all the members of our group. I would like to thank my friend Brenda, who has always been every step of the journey with me. Thank you. And most of all, I would like to thank my family, my daughters, Lily and Rose, and especially my wife, Melissa. Melissa, you've been my pillar of strength. You've been there every day, and I can't thank you enough. I couldn't have done this journey without you. You have reminded me over the months to have faith and to believe in God, and everything will be okay. Thank you.
Thank you.